Item 11, consider authorizing the attendance of the board. Item A, I'm trying to see how many there are here. A, B, C, D, A, B, yeah. Item A is the NAPO 36th Annual Pension and Benefits Seminar, February 2 to 4. In beautiful Las Vegas. Mike?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I'd like to have the option to go with five.
All right. We have one expressing an interest. Anybody else? All right, is there a motion for one?
One.
All right, I think I heard a motion and a second for one. So with that, let's vote on that. On the motion, Anderson?
Aye.
Chabotarev?
Aye.
Gordon? Aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Mearsma?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
And Wong?
Aye.
All right. Carries for one to NAPO. Item two, the CALIPERS General Assembly, March 2 to 5 in Napa. This is open to the public, so there's no Brown Act constraint on members who wish to attend. What is the current thought on folks who would like to attend? I think we authorize, let's authorize everybody. I'm sorry. Possible.
We'll most likely not have the meeting on March 5th because of this conference. So that month, we would just have a meeting March 19th.
Yes, Karen.
A brief comment about this conference, and that is that on the Monday morning of that conference at 10 a.m., there will be an ethics training. The ethics training is going to be done by this board's fiduciary counsel, Ashley Dunning of the Nossaman firm. I highly, highly recommend that if any of the trustees are in need of their ethics credit to attend that, it's local. We had planned on inviting Ashley Dunning to come to the board meeting in January, that was originally scheduled for the 22nd, to provide that ethics training. With the change to the board meeting days, we may not be able to have that, to have her be available for that. And so it's actually perfect that CALIPERS is now offering that same exact session in March. So I will check on her availability for January, but it may make sense for those who need ethics and are able to attend the CALIPERS General Assembly to do that.
And remind me, I think the ethics training is also available online, correct?
It is.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I thought. I did that previously.
What we like about fiduciary counsel's presentation of the ethics training is that it is tailored to California public pension trustees. And so I feel like you get more out of it because it's more relevant to what you do as opposed to just any official in the state of California.
Okay. Good point. So we're going to authorize, is there a motion to authorize 12?
Right?
Yes.
All right. It's been moved. I think Luke got a second, a third. We're good. All right. So we have a motion and a second to approve up to 12 for item B. So on that motion, I'll call the roll. Anderson?
Aye.
Chabotarev?
Aye.
Gordon? Aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Mearsma?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
And Wong?
Aye.
All right. Carries 9-0 to authorize up to 12 with Karen's admonition to, if you do nothing else, try to make the ethics training. All right.
Recommendation.
Item C, NIRS 16th Annual Retirement Policy Conference, March 3 and 4 in D.C. That seems to conflict with the CALIPERS dates. Probably not our meeting date. This is closed to the public. Is there anybody considering attending this conference? David?
Versus CALIPERS. I'd like to have the option.
All right, so tentative one, and anybody else thinking? All right, is there a motion for one?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to approve one. Any further comments, amendments? Seeing none, let's vote. Anderson?
Aye.
Chabatarev?
Aye.
Gordon?
Aye.
Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Mearsbaugh?
Aye.
Phillips?